Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Kevin Cunningham, Director of Golf here at Half Moon Resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica, an Englishman who's been here collectively for about 18 years, and good to talk to you, Kevin. Welcome to Sports Interview.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for having us on. It's been a great trip down here in Jamaica. I love it. It's a great place to live, beautiful resort, good solid golf, and wonderful people.
And the Half Moon Golf Course. Mm-hmm. I know it has a lot of history. Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed it in the early 60s. Talk a little bit about the golf course.
So it's a 7,000 yards plus. It's a classic Trent Jones. Big greens, big bunkers, long tees. It's a beautiful bow tie design. He came down in the early 60s, as you said, and set it out. And in 2005, we had Roger Rulwich come in, and Roger used to work for Trent Jones. He brought down the original drawings, and we looked at it, and he made a couple of small adjustments. But he actually, I remember walking on the golf course with him, and he said, "Kevin, it's like a beautiful woman that just needs a little bit of lipstick." So it was fun watching. He didn't really adjust much. I changed 13 green, 9 green, 18 green a little bit and redesigned the bunkers around those. But basically, he said the bones are still solid, and they really are. If you play off the back tees here when the wind gets going, it's really tough. But it's also very playable for resort golfers.
Right. From the tips, it's over 7,000 yards, right, from the championship tees. And the forward tees are just over 5,000 yards. So anybody, any ability level, it can be accommodated for with the tee boxes.
Yeah, and it's you can play off anything, any tee you want, obviously. And it's tough to lose a ball out here, isn't it? You've played it a couple of times now. It's tough to really lose a ball. But what I've often said is that if you hit it in the rough, you won't lose it, but you'll probably have a palm tree in your way. So, it's one of those that you might have to try and risk a shot to get it out or chip it back onto the fairway. But it's a good resort course.
It's a first-class golf experience. Andrew greets you when you get off the shuttle. Janet's in the pro shop, very helpful. Caddy Master Michael got me organized. But Troy, my caddy, was exceptional. It really is a five-star service from start to finish.
Yeah, we have, like you just mentioned, I mean, a great team up there. I'm very lucky to be working with these guys. Our caddy program is really successful. We have probably about 35 on staff, and I would say the majority of them, well, they all play, that's for sure, but majority of them are probably single-figure golfers. So it's great for people that feel a little uncomfortable, they're not sure, going out on the golf course the first few times. You can take one of the caddies, like Tony or Bruce or Kevin, and they'll hold your hand and take you around the golf course and support you and maybe give you a few tips as well.
Absolutely. My caddy was giving me some tips, and he was so into it, really was saying birdie all the time. It wasn't par. He wanted me to birdie the hole, so he was really expecting a lot from me, Kevin. talk about how the course has evolved through the years. As I mentioned, it was Robert Trent Jones Sr. who designed it in 1962. It was refurbished, and now, I mean, it gets a lot of play throughout the year.
Yeah, we do. We have quite a lot of play. We're taking down a few trees at the moment. Actually, this morning I was out there this morning looking at them. We're taking down some trees on the back of the fourth green just to get some more sunlight and some more air on some of the remote areas of the golf course. But really, the bones of it have stayed the same. And we flipped the nines probably about 10 years ago. I might be wrong, but I think about 10 years ago. Just to make that long stretch from the bottom corner all the way up to the top, that's probably about 11 holes into the wind. And when it gets windy here, it's hard. And so we kind of broke that up a little bit, and that was a great idea. So the front nine now, we flipped it over. But the basic design of the golf course has stayed true to itself, and it's still so playable. I often have that discussion with the chairman of the board, Mr. Stewart, and he's an excellent golfer himself, a 2-3 handicap golfer. And we all say that even now with the equipment that we're using from the same tees, the bunkers are all perfectly placed, and we can't quite figure out what he was thinking, but he was thinking something correct, that's for sure.
I know that was the case for me off the forward tees. The bunkers were always in the way. So anyway, Kevin, talk about your guest pro instructor series, because I had the pleasure of taking lessons from Michael Manavian, known for his specialization with the Gear Golf system, which utilizes 3D motion capture software, and he spent hours with me. And it was just exceptional. So how did the visiting instructor series come about? And talk about who is all going to be here this year and next.
Right. So I've often thought it would be lovely to have a resort or somewhere where people can go in the winter to work on their game and have a choice of who I'm going to go and see. So each month I bring down, and I know all these guys. I used to teach with all these guys. Gary Gilchrist. I mean, Gary taught 4 major winners. 4 world number ones, excuse me. He has more than that majors. Brian Mogg was with TC Chen, I think, when he won the PGA. And Brian has, I think, 28 PGA Tour wins. I might be wrong, but I think it's more or less. David Ledbetter speaks for himself. I don't think you need to say anything about David. I mean, he's a legend. James Ridyard, who's still on the tour now, he's a short game instructor, works primarily with Justin Rose, Molinari, great short game instructor. So all these guys come down each month and do a great job, great job.
And you worked with David Ledbetter for, what did you say, 30 years all over the world.
20 years. I worked for David for 20 years from the late, well, gosh, it's going back, late 80s. So Vienna, just south of Vienna, and then Berlin, and then Colorado at Vail for a few years, and then Korea shortly, and Mexico, and then they asked me to come down here for 3 months, and that was 30 years ago. So that tells you all you need to know there, doesn't it?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, David comes here almost every year from what I remember, and just that service to offer golfers, you know, the incredible opportunity to train with these legendary instructors, that's such a bonus.
It's great, and I mean, David's no spring chicken anymore. I hope he doesn't hear this. He's no spring chicken, but I just can't get him to stop teaching. From the moment he turns up in the morning, and he'll just hang out in the pro shop, and people will go in, and they'll take a second look, and they say, "Are you David?" And he says, "Yep, yeah. How's your golf? What's going on?" And then, "Come on, let's go and have a quick look." It's amazing. He's just such, still has this passion for it, and a great teacher, really is. His lessons, about 90 minutes, and there's some great stories involved in that, you know. And he's very, very, very good at what he does still today. Still.
Oh, yeah, and as you mentioned, he has a passion for it, and he loves to talk. Ask him one question, leave the room. He's still going on. He's a great interview. But, yeah, really, really enjoyed. Mike, you know, put all these wires on me for the 3D motion software, and seeing it, you know, three-dimensional really explains a lot. And, you know, now I just have to go out and practice what I learned. So
Mike's a great instructor. He works on the Champions Tour. I think he works with Alex Checker at the moment. And people look at that gear system, and I think there's 36 points on the bodysuit you wear, and then you make a golf swing, and it captures and turns that into an avatar that you can put on the. And people look at that and they go, "Wow, that's technical," but it actually isn't. The setting up of it is quite technical, obviously, but that's. And then Michael analyze it for you and show you in such a way that you'll come out of that room with basically one swing thought, and that's all you need. One swing thought, which is what we're trying to do as instructors, isn't it? What's the least amount of information I can give that's going to have the most impact? Because you don't want to start deconstructing everybody's golf swings. You're going to. What's the one thing I can hit that's going to probably check a few boxes? Right. And he's very good at that.
Oh, absolutely. He knew my background was more tennis and other sports. Plus, you know, I wanted to get into a more of an inside-out swing. So he kept it simple. With all that technology and all that data that he's very good at, you know, embracing, he keeps it simple, and I think that's the key to instruction.
And then he sent a follow-up video for you for it. Yeah, right. Well, you can go home and have another look at it in case I forgot a word or two. So, yeah, he's very, very good at that. All the guys that come down throughout the season. And it's creating a bit of a noise down here in the Caribbean at the moment. I have heard at some of the trade shows that I go to, first thing that people do when they sit at the table, what's this golf instructor thing you're doing? So it's worked out quite well, yeah.
Yeah, very, very exciting. I just had the best afternoon. Talk about Jamaica as a golf destination, Kevin. There's a good variety of golf down here.
Yeah, there's on the north coast where we are, we have four courses. We have ourselves, Half Moon. We have Cinnamon Hill, which is right next door. We have the White Witch, which again is right next door. So you've got three courses there within probably a 4 or 5 mile radius. So if you're staying at Half Moon, which obviously might be biased when I say that, but it's probably the best place to stay. If you're staying at Half Moon, you have access to these golf courses within a 5 minute drive, you know, so it's not sitting in a shuttle bus. We are, 15 minutes from the airport. So you've got three courses there. And then on the other side of Montego Bay, we have Trial, which is another great course. And Ewan runs a great shop over there, does a great job. Really, really strong golf course. So you've got four very good golf courses. We had this conversation last week when we had the guys down, with the trip that you were involved with also. And I said one of the overlooked things is that what we don't promote enough, really, is that the courses are so different. And I think that's such a strength. I mean, Trent Jones is Trent Jones. I mean, you know what you're going to get. It's beautiful, big greens, like I said earlier, and a classic layout. Cinnamon Hill goes down onto the ocean, doesn't it? And then it goes up into the hills. You've got the aqueduct there. You've got Johnny Cash's house there. You've got Live and Let Die, where they filmed it there. It says a lot of history on that golf course. And then you've got the White Witch, which is, you know, you stand on the first tee there and you go, wow, how did they do this? And it's an amazing design. Those three courses are so different. And then you go to the other side of Montego Bay and you've got Trial, which is a beautiful layout. Again, on the ocean, up in the hills. We're very fortunate. Yeah, great choice of golf here.
Definitely. And Golf Digest recently wrote that Jamaica golf deserves more attention, precisely for what you articulated, the fact that there's so much variety, so much history. And they're fun to play. And the Jamaican caddies are just so much fun to be with.
They're good fun. And the history of the White Witch was built on a sugar plantation. And the legend has it Annie Palmer at the Great House killed her husband back in the 17th century. I might be wrong, gosh. And she became known as the White Witch. That's why they named the golf course the White Witch. And we're playing a pro-am this week, and it's called Annie's Revenge. And then Cinnamon Hill, I mean, the aqueduct down there is amazing, isn't it? When you see on the side of the seventh hole, it's beautiful to see this the history of that golf course. We're very lucky. And it's when we go to these trade shows and the people talk to us about it and they have they come down and they see what is, they're blown away. They're blown away because everything is here. The resort's fantastic. You mentioned the caddy program is great. We have good instructors here. We have solid golf courses, great food, and the best thing of all is the people. The people are just the greatest down here. It's so entertaining down here.
No, you're absolutely right. The welcoming and the hospitality from the Jamaican people is really right up there with the Irish, right? Yeah, in my opinion, for sure. The hotel, the resort property here at Half Moon, Jamaica, your room is just seconds from the shoreline. It is really, in my opinion, probably one of the most beautiful shorelines of any resort I've ever been to, anywhere in the world. It's right there. Yet it's very private, it's very luxurious. And here's something that I really love about this place, Kevin. It's not pretentious. It's luxurious, but there's a lot of privacy it's just real friendly and not pretentious at all, which you don't get a lot with five-star resorts.
Well, barefoot elegance is a nice way to put it, isn't it? Yeah. So it's 400 acres. It's a big resort. It's 2 miles of beach. It's 8 food outlets, some great restaurants, Del Mare, the Italian seafood, Sugar Mill, which is phenomenal. Great steak there. So the options to eat here are great. The shoreline is, like you said, is fantastic. There's so much to do. The tennis courts, the pickle courts, the newly revamped fitness center. The Eclipse is open. We're renovating the villas now on the eastern side of the property. So there's a little something here for everybody. And this week when you've been here, and I'm not too sure what the occupancy was, but even when the occupancy is quite high, because it's so spread out, you never get the sense that it's, you know, crazy busy. It's just really laid back, cool, and barefoot elegance.
You're absolutely right. The way the rooms are laid out, it's very private, and you have almost like your own private beach, right? You know, steps away from the back patio. The spa was incredible. Had the best massage. Seriously, it was so great. Facial. And the lap pool is longer, I think, than most Olympic-sized pools. So before golf, it's a great warm-up, low-impact swimming, and it's just a great warm-up for golf.
Just to get stretched out. Yeah, the lap pool's great, actually, isn't it? And the spa is an award-winning spa. They do a great job down there, those ladies. It has everything, doesn't it, really? And it's such a cool atmosphere in that spa as well. I like it. Very, very cool. And the fitness center, like I said, has just been reopened after a revamp there. The lap pool, like you said, is, am I wrong? It's 50 meters? I think it's 50. I really should know that. 50 meters. And then if you work out really, really hard, there's that little pool bar right next door to it. So you can just have a quick cold red stripe afterwards. So
you can work out the arm muscles as you drink the Jamaican rum.
Yeah, there you go, the Jamaican rum. That's the next story, isn't it? The Appletons and the Worthy Parks. Some good rum.
So tell me about your background, Kevin. I mean, you're here just living the life. But you're from England, you played a lot of golf professionally, and how did you make that transition to your work here?
Well, I worked for Leadbetter. I'm originally from Bedford, just outside London. So I worked for David back in the late 80s, like I said, running some golf academies for us around the world. And the opportunity came up to set one up here in the winter time. It was at 97, I think. And I just came down to spend, and I just fell in love with the place. I just fell in love with it. Life's too short for long trousers, I always say. So we wear shorts here, and the weather is fantastic. The people are great, so we're very lucky. And the golf is good, so we get to play a lot of good golf with a lot of good golfers that come down. So I'm very fortunate, gosh, yeah. I've worked at some great resorts, but this is home now. I have a house that overlooks the property up on the hill. My wife is Jamaican. So, yeah, we've got all the boxes checked.
And you're here every day meeting and greeting people from all over the world. I mean, the people you must have met through the years.
Yeah, especially at Half Moon, we get a great variety of guests that come through. But it's not work, is it, really? Come on, I get to hang out with some nice people. We play some golf and we have a couple of cold red stripes at night. And it's wonderful. I'm very fortunate, very fortunate.
What's been your favorite? I mean, you meet so many people, but just give me a good story about a compelling foursome that you've played with through the years.
I did enjoy spending time with Roger Clemens when he was down here, the baseball pitcher, and I didn't know enough about baseball then, but he was great, lovely guy to work with, and we did a little bit of work on his golf swing. Warren Sapp, Doug Flutie, we were talking about this last night, actually, with the guys, some of the football players that come through. CEOs of companies that come in and professional golfers that come down here and play. We used to have the European Senior Tour here, the European Champions Tour, sorry. And so Manuel Pinero, now there's a name for the older guys out there listening. He came down, great guy, really beautiful to watch him play golf. And there were some very solid golfers that came and played then, yeah.
It is just sublime to wake up and see the beach here, as you say, experience everything that Half Moon Resort has to offer, go to the golf course, take a lesson, enjoy 18 with the caddies. I mean, life is good, Kevin Cunningham. This is pretty special.
Yeah, don't tell everybody, but yeah, it really is. I'm very lucky. We are very lucky down here. Anybody that gets to spend time at Half Moon is very fortunate, and to work here every day is a blast.
Thanks so much for joining me on Sports Interview.
Thanks for having us.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCOOL Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCOOL, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. and by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.